On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Garda investigations are continuing at the scene of that fatal car crash that claimed the lives of five young people over the weekend near Dundalk. Our chief reporter Barry White now joins us from there. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Entire communities are struggling to take this in.
Yeah, Pat. The sense of grief right across Louth, Monaghan, Meath, and even Lanarkshire in Scotland is, I think the word is, overwhelming this morning. These were five young people full of life who obviously had big plans for the future and had their whole lives ahead of them. And this tragedy has ripped through families and communities that are now trying to absorb the unimaginable. As we now know, the victims have been named as 23-year-old Chloe McGee, a much-loved secondary school teacher. She taught woodwork. She's originally from Carrickmacross in County Monaghan. 23-year-old Alan McCluskey from Drumconrith, County Meath. He worked alongside his father in the family's fencing business. 23-year-old Dylan Commons from RD, County Louth, a talented mechanic and car enthusiast from RD. 21-year-old Shay Duffy from Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, a young GAA player and enthusiast who was deeply involved with his local club, Auchnamullen. And 21-year-old Chloe Hipson, originally from Lanarkshire in Scotland, who'd made a new life for herself here in the northeast. She had been living and working in the area for the last year or so. I'm told that several of them have close family members living abroad. So the pain and shock will be felt across continents. This is a grief that stretches far beyond one town or one county. And Pat, I spoke to Jennifer from Drumconrith, who's in her early 20s yesterday evening. She knew some of those who tragically died. And she says what has happened is very hard to accept.
I was up at Mass this morning and, like, talking to everyone, the atmosphere is, there's just such like a cloud. It's, I've never seen anything like it. It's such a different, there's just a dullness about everyone. It's very sad. Even, and the priest was so shocked from it at Mass. It was just...
And you knew some of the young people who tragically died in this crash?
Yeah, I'd know them from just from being from the village and going to school with them. And it's, I can't actually let myself think about it. I just don't want to, like, what they must have went through. It's just, I don't want to think about it. It's shocking, like.
And would some of them have been known, what, well known here in the area?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, the two young lads would have been very, especially Alan, like, he was, the whole family was really part of the community. Like, they would have helped out at everything. The family owned a stage school that I would have been part of from when I was like four, and all my family was part of it. It's just, I don't know.
You went to school with Alan, was
with
it?
Alan, yeah.
It must have been just so shocking to hear that he was one of those who tragically lost their lives.
I got the phone call this morning at like 8:30. And I just, I didn't know whether to cry. Like, it just, it still doesn't feel real at all.
And that's a young woman called Jennifer who knew some of those who died. And the five who died, there were five friends spending a Saturday night the way so many people do across the country every single weekend.
Yeah, Pat, and that's what makes this so hard for people to understand, I think. These were close friends who were simply enjoying each other's company, as they often did at weekends, like you say. They had been out for a meal earlier on Saturday evening in a restaurant that is situated about halfway between Carrickmacross and RD, and later they decided to head into Dundalk for a night out. But shortly after, they left the restaurants on a winding stretch of the RD road at Gibbstown, Dundalk, about 20 kilometres from the restaurant they had been in. Their lives, their families' lives, their friends' lives just changed in an instant. The Volkswagen Golf they were travelling in collided with a Toyota Land Cruiser. And I'm told the weather conditions were wet at the time. And as we know, there had been consistent rain in the northeast throughout Friday night and Saturday. A sixth young man who's also a friend of the five who tragically died, he was also in the Gulf. He survived and was brought to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, while the two people in the Land Cruiser were also taken to hospital. And thankfully, their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The crash site remains sealed off this morning, Pat, as forensic collision investigators continue the work. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the area between 8:30 and 9:15 on Saturday night who may have dash cam footage to contact Dundalk Garda Station. And I suppose our thoughts, Pat, should also be with the emergency services, Gardaí, the first responders, you know, the fire service, ambulance service. I'm told some of the guards who came across this crash on Saturday night only graduated from Temple Moor 3 months ago, so it must be, you know, terribly hard for them as well.
Now, Barry, you spent time in Drumconrath in RD and in Carrickmacross yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure when you arrived, the sense of shock was everywhere.
It is, yeah, and you could just feel it the moment you arrive in these three areas. People are stunned, truly stunned. Many people I spoke to yesterday were on the verge of tears, struggling to find words, just shaking their heads in disbelief. There's this quiet, heavy atmosphere, you know, the takeaways, shops, GA clubs, everyone is talking about the same thing, trying to make sense of something that simply doesn't make sense. For example, when I was in Drumconrath yesterday afternoon at around 4 p.m, I suppose this would have been just after the final whistle went in Ireland's 3-2 win over Hungary. And to be honest, you wouldn't have known there was a match on. There was just a real sense of grief in the area, and it was so quiet, even though there were people coming in and out of the local shop and local petrol station throughout yesterday afternoon. And one of the people I spoke to was Dermot Muldoon, who owns a shop and petrol station and pub in Drumconrath. He knew Alan McCluskey and his family well, and he also knew Dylan Commons. He told me the local community is heartbroken.
There's a lot of shock, a lot of people in shock and everything else. They're numb basically from the whole thing, and we don't know what way the next few days are going to go, you know. It's just, it's a tragedy, and to be in and out here all the time, you know, getting fuel and that and things, you know, and you'd say hello and goodbye, you know, full of life to two boys, you know. The other guy used to sell cars, you know, that was his job. A lovely chap. Just full of life, that's it, you know.
I suppose in a small area like this, and you're the shopkeeper...
Yeah.
You see, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, you see them come and go all the time. Coming to get fuel as well, you know. So the one that deals in cars, he's in there the whole time, you know. He's from more or less RD, more or less, but they're all around here. Another chap down the road there, he was in Carrickmacross Road. He was involved in that accident. Another girl there from Carrickmacross. Just I'd like to respect the family's privacy on this one, you know, and hopefully, you know, they come to terms with the whole thing, you know.
What's today been like? I'm sure everybody's been coming in and they know the boys and they're saying, I suppose they just can't believe it.
Yeah, and feel sorry for the sisters, his sisters and that, you know. They've got other members of the family, obviously, and they're more worried for them, you know, the pain they're going through, you know.
And the sadness of everybody, I think, is evident from the voice there of Dermot Muldoon, who owns that shop and petrol station and pub in Drumconrath. Barry, the Garda investigation will continue as to what happened on that murky night. But the accounts of the survivors from both vehicles will shed light on exactly what happened. We won't know that for a while. Meantime, the Garda continue their investigation.
Yeah, Pat, the investigation is continuing into the circumstances of the crash. As I say, the scene at the RD Road, Gibson and Dundalk, it remains closed with local diversions in place. Gardaí remain on the scene this morning. The two vehicles were also taken away from the scene last night. As for those who survived, Pat, I understand they're still in hospital. While their injuries are not life-threatening, I'm not sure when Gardaí will be able to speak to them. But I suppose, Pat, there's areas, the really, really tragic thing is there's areas here in the northeast that are going to be preparing for 5 funerals now this week.
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.